today the church celebrates Tuesday after Epiphany, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 6, verses 34 to 44. When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "5 loaves and 2 fish." So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments, and what was left of the fish. Those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. In the encounter we witness in today's gospel passage, Jesus struggled to get his disciples to become trusting, generous givers, people who work to create results that help those in need. Faced with a large, hungry crowd, rather than find a way to help them, Jesus' disciples asked him to send the crowd away to fend for themselves. But Jesus asked for a very different approach. He said, "Give them some food yourselves." Basically, he was saying, take some responsibility for these needy people. Don't just wish them away. He pushed his disciples into doing something for the people, no matter how small. Eventually, they found 5 loaves and 2 fish. Very small resources indeed, but with those few resources, the crowd was fed. According to Jesus, the willingness to do something, no matter how small it may seem, the readiness to give something, no matter how small it actually is, can actually bear rich fruit. The Lord can take our giving, no matter how small, and do great things with it. The gospel encourages us to be giving people, even when we seem to have little to give, and the situation we are facing seems beyond us.